still relatively new when you consider other sports. And fishing is a sport. And I think people, you know, forget about that. It's actually a sport. And it just opened up a world of opportunity for people that may not want to play football or soccer or baseball, or maybe you want to do them all. You know, and that's great. But, you know, I love the old saying, you know, you give a man a fish and he eats a meal, and you teach him how to fish and he can eat for his whole life, something like that. I don't do that just exactly right. But my husband is an avid fisherman. He loves to fish and loves to eat fish. So let's talk about, you know, you all have done very, very well. And tell me, you know, tell me your names first, and then tell me what it's been like for you to be in the fishing program, but also where you're headed and why we're doing a fundraiser. That's a lot of stuff I need from you. Okay, who wants to start?
My name is Jordan Hampton, and it's opened a new world to me, and it's helped me actually communicate better to other people with fishing, with more interviews, walking across stage in front of everybody. It's helped a lot.
This is Hunter Shelton, and fishing for me, it's just like a whole nother spectrum that people don't ever really connect with, because it's a whole different, I guess you could say, group of people in a way, and it just makes you meet people that you wouldn't have ever met.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Awesome opportunities to fish with lots of different kids, like you said, you wouldn't have ever connected with, and tournaments. And I know y'all are out there. Sometimes the weather has not been good for you all. I follow
no,
y'all. And let me tell you, I've had some really challenging weather this year. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
A lot of rain. We've had a lot of rain and cold. Yeah, we've had a lot of rain. And when you're on the water and you're cold and you're wet, it's different than it is.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
It is. So you all have an opportunity to go. It's called the Major League Fishing High School National Championship and World Finals Tournament. That is a mouthful.
Yes,
and it is another one of the Bassmaster High School National Championships. And you all are going, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now when is this?
The first one is...
It is the end of June, 1st of July. It's a 4-day tournament. So you go up on the practice starts on a Sunday, and you fish practice is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, a half a day Tuesday, actually. And then the tournament is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Everybody fishes the first 2 days, and then top 50, I believe, goes to the third day, and then top 10 on the last day. They're actually two separate national championships. The Bassmaster is a separate one, and it's at the end of July, and it's a 2-day tournament, and it'll be at Dayton, Tennessee, Lake Chickamauga. And then the first one is in Anderson, South Carolina, and it's at Lake Hartwell.
Fundraiser comes in, because it costs money,
right,
to
yes,
go
ma'am.
To these things. This
yes,
is not
ma'am.
Paid for, I'm assuming, by the school. So
no,
you got to raise some money. So you're doing a concert.
Yes, ma'am.
So
yes,
tell
ma'am.
Us about this concert. It's coming up Saturday night, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
There's no admissions fee or anything like that. It's just completely donations only. I'm having a very good friend of ours. We actually do some hunting business and stuff, and he comes up and hunts with us. And he has been in the music for I don't know how many years, and he's got stuff out. His name is Shane Bridges. He's got stuff out on all kinds of music platforms, Apple Music, all that kind of stuff. And then we have a local artist going to open for him.
Yes,
ma'am.
People know that name. Very talented young lady. And this is just an awesome opportunity. Again, we were just talking a few minutes ago. Something to do.
Yes, ma'am.
Something
yes,
fun
ma'am.
To do. And we're outside.
Yeah, we are outside.
Yeah.
It will be outside.
Don't have to wear a mask.
That's
don't.
Right.
Just love that.
Yes.
Just love that. So where is the fundraiser going to be?
It will be at 859 South 10 Yard Road. That's Katie's. That's actually my house. But we have a big shop, and they're going to set up kind of in it. And then the doors will be open, and you can be outside, maybe a few people inside. We said to bring your own lawn chairs and stuff like that. But it's all gravel, so we won't, you know, you don't have to fight mud or anything like that. And I have a Facebook, Hunter Shelton, and on there I have an event set up, and it's called Country Music Concert Fundraiser. So if anybody wants to go, they can see all the details there. So
that's great. So tell me what it's like to get ready for a tournament. What do you do to prepare for a tournament?
The first national championship we qualified, we actually went to Branson, Missouri at Table Rock Lake, and we went up on a Wednesday at about 3 o'clock, and it took us 6 hours to get up there. We got up there, we had a great first day of practice. And then leaving the first day of practice, we actually had motor problems. So we took Thursday off, which was raining Thursday. We had Jetta Marina, one of our sponsors, send up some parts with Hunter's dad. And he We got the motor fixed Friday morning. We went out practice Friday while they were having a college fishing tournament. And so we weren't getting in the college fishing people's ways. And we wound up Saturday fishing. It was nerve-wracking Saturday. And we were blessed Saturday.
Yeah. Tell me what's maybe your most memorable experience at a tournament.
Let's see. There's so many. I really
biggest fish you've ever caught.
It was pretty cool that the morning of that Table Rock tournament, we were there for like, I don't know, maybe 5-10 minutes on our first spot. And we ended up staying there pretty much all day in that area, and he catches one right off the bat, and I was like, all right, we got our roll start, and then after that, we just started getting the bites we needed. Yeah, and the first day of practice, we actually have a scale, and it keeps up with your best five or whatever, and we would weigh them and then throw them back. And we had a little over 17 pounds, and then the day of the tournament, we didn't think we had near that. But once we started, we were like, well, you know, this one may average out a little better than the day of practice, and this one was, you know, they all average kind of the same weight, and they ended up being 17 pounds even. And a little background story, we fished Table Rock the year before, and they took the top seven teams to the national championship. Well, we tied for seventh place, and since the other team registered before us for the tournament, they took them instead of us. The team that we got second at that tournament this year, and the team that beat us had 17 pounds, 7 ounces, and it was the team that we tied for seventh the year before.
Heaven's going on there. So is that considered maybe your lucky number?
I don't know. It's just crazy how it was the same team that beat us out of it the year before.
Right.
That 7 ounces, you know. And as a fisherman, you can't, in my opinion, you can't be mad about 7 ounces. You know,
absolutely.
It would be different if they beat you by 3 or 4 pounds.
Right.
But 7 ounces, you know, I'm like, you know, we congratulated them, and yeah, hands down to them. They did a great job.
Well, that's something that I've always have always admired, especially with athletes, the camaraderie and not being upset, because it can happen to anybody. Anybody can have a bad
Absolutely.
Day. Fish don't always cooperate. You know, weather doesn't always cooperate. Boats don't always cooperate. But, you know, even if you don't win, it can be a good day. There must be a story there.
Or actually, the first national tournament we qualified, which is in the second one in July, we actually were headed up, and it was about 4 o'clock in the morning, and we just passed Russellville on the train tracks, and it's the last set, and his trailer axle broke on the boat. And so at 6 o'clock in the morning, his dad came, and we replaced the trailer axle on the side of the road, went to the tournament.
Got second there, too. That was at Lake Cumberland.
We had enough to win it, but we had a dead fish penalty that put us out by right at 2 or 3 ounces.
So that was another close one. But
well, I did not realize until my husband now, when I met him, I had never fished in my life. I'd never hunted in my life. Any of those things, camped. I did not. I really thought they were just fish tales and deer hunting stories. But let me just tell you, I found out differently. When you are out in the open like that and doing anything can happen.
Yeah. And like when you were saying the fish don't cooperate, y'all know we had our region tournament a couple weekends ago, and we did not qualify through that tournament for the state. And the 2 days before that, we had had very, very good practice days, especially for our home lakes here. We did very well, and it was a really long run, but we were going to do it because we had the quality. And we got down there, and we didn't have a bite all day.
Oh,
and that's
wow.
Just how you're, you know. And people ask me all the time, you know, you qualified for this and this, you know, you should be best here on your home lakes. But the fish just sometimes don't
cooperate. They do not. Absolutely.
But we left our hearts out there, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And we are so proud of you all. We're very proud of you. And we hope people come out and support you. Again, it is Saturday night. Give us that address again.
Is 859 South 10 Yard Road, Katy's, Kentucky. And it'll start around 7:30.
All right. It's called the National Championship Fundraising Concert. It's to help our friends Hunter Shelton and Jordan Hampton make it to these two national championship fishing tournaments. So we're super excited for you guys. Thanks for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you for having us.